The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, and opening up the programme with a track which I guess applies to nearly all of us at some stage in our lives, and to me, most of the time. From the album from 1989, Back for More, that's the UK-based blues band, of course, with some fine musicians, hoping to have Dave Kelly as a guest in the months to come. And Paul Jones, if you're UK or back in the UK and listen regularly, Paul Jones has a great blues show on BBC Radio 2, as opposed to BFBS Radio 2, and that's called I Can't Get My Ass in Gear. Whether you're listening on a Friday evening where it's just gone 6 minutes past seven UK time, or a Friday evening on the east coast of America where it's just gone 6 minutes past seven on Eastern time, I suppose is the best description for that, or as a podcast and as a listen again, which therefore could be any time of the day, welcome to the show. We've got some great blues for you, of course, as we always do, both new and old again, and also nicely again, we haven't had a guest for a while since Doc Span and Matthew Sang. We've got a live guest this week, and DK Ibomika will be making an appearance in about 20 minutes time or thereabouts. He's over from Canada. He won't be performing live as such. We'll just be chatting and playing some live recordings from him. More of that later, though. Let's move on to an album which was brought out about a year or so ago now, by the Baltimore Blues Society, to reissue the great album Fast and Funky, which came out back in 1971, from Larry Johnson. So originally from 35 years ago, here he is with the beat from Rampart Street. Originally from 1971, Dave Simmons, who presents Rockola on BFBS Radio 2 on the Saturday evening, of course, under the new timings. He was the one who got me transcribed from vinyl, one of the original Larry Johnson albums. And I think also it was David who got this for me as well, through the Baltimore Blues Society, in cooperation with Larry Johnson, who brought out the CD of Fast and Funky from 1971 and the Rampart Street Blues. This is the Raven and the Blues. We've started with some the blues band talking about too much wine and beer. Here, there was Larry Johnson talking about when I die, bury me with my spirits. Let's stay with the alcohol influence. And an apology, because last week Karen Banks sent an email. I spoke about it, and she was asking for some Mikey Jr. I promised when I read the email out, and I said, Mikey Jr.'s coming up later in the programme. I lied, like a naffy menu, because I forgot, basically. We got to the end of the show and didn't appear. So, Karen, hope you forgive me, and we'll make up for it, I hope, by an extended set. From Mikey Jr. from the New York City Sessions, here he is with Sitting Here Drinking.
1, 2, 1. Thank you. trying to help me forget. I'm sitting here drinking and trying to help me forget. Well, I've been drinking all day. I ain't forgot you yet. I think about the day you left me, the day you told me we were through. I think about the day you left me, but when you told me we were through. Now I walk with my head down, man. Lord, you made me feel so blue. They said drinking's supposed to help you. Maybe it'll help me to forget. They said drinking's supposed to help me. I hope it helps me. I've been drinking all day. Baby, I ain't forgot you yet. Thank you. how to leave today, people. But I done drank up my last dime.
Are playing, I get the next record ready, of course, and then occasionally do some other things, check the emails, what things I'm going to read about. Through that, through all 6¾ minutes of it, I sat here with my eyes closed. Great stuff. That's Mikey Jr. from the album The New York Sessions, a track written by him called Sitting Here Drinking, and that was for Karen Banks, who emailed last week, and I read her email out last week and said I would play Mikey Jr. and didn't. I've also been to your website as well, Karen. Karen's involved with something called APC, apc.org, you can find out about it, and I'm really impressed with what you do. I think it's great stuff. Okay, if you want to drop me an email, it's pretty simple. It's dave.raven@bfbs.com, bravo, foxtrot, bravo, sierra.com, but he kind of know that anyway. And of course the website, where it'll give you links to all the artists, a chance to hear the program all over again. I think you can now listen to, John was saying on his email, I think he's got like, I think it's about 80 programs up there, as we started archiving them in the summer of last year. So there's quite a few programs you can listen to, and I'll come back to you, John, a little bit later in the program. Okay, it's almost our live guest time. As we'll find out, he's been influenced by many artists, Ella Fitzgerald, and also this gentleman. So I thought it was kind of apposite that before we welcomed DK Ebomika to the studio, we have Ray Charles. Taken from the great 3D set, CD set, The Birth of Soul, here he is with Ain't That Love.
Now, baby, when you sigh,
when you sigh,
I want to sigh with you. When you cry,
when you cry,
I want to cry some too. Now, ain't that love? When your friends turn their back on you,
I'll be here
just to see you. Now ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love, baby, that I feel in my heart for you? Now when you walk,
I
wanna walk with you. When you talk, I ain't that love.
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
It's BFBS Radio 2 on a Friday evening. It's the Raven and the Blues, and it's also Friday evening on the east coast of the USA on Skybird Radio. And if you're listening as a podcaster or as a listener again, it could be any time of the day, any day of the week. It's live guest time, and I'm really pleased to welcome somebody who we first featured on the programme not very long ago when the album just arrived here in the studios. And that's DK. I'm hoping I'm going to get the surname right because I've been making various stabs at it over the months. DK Ibomika, is that correct?
That's great.
From Canada. Where do we start? Terribly tall, imposing guy. You must be on the houseboat here. The ceilings are kind of low. You must be what, six foot seven.
Yeah,
it's a good size. Of Nigerian parents originally. So, are you second generation or first generation Canadian?
Yeah, I'm the first generation Canadian. My brother and sister and I were born in Canada, uh-huh. And yeah, my dad came from Nigeria. They actually lived in London, England, for a while, and then they moved to Toronto and. In London, Ontario, actually, in Canada.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I'm living out there in Toronto right now.
Why, well, of all of the musical influences that are available to you living in Canada, you've got the USA beneath you, the lower 48, and all of that. You've got the Canadian influences from the French to the British, everything else. Lots of different routes you could have gone down, but you are a jazz, blues, more jazz than blues guy. What took you into that area to start with?
When I very first started singing, I wasn't sure exactly what type of music I wanted to sort of go after, and I used to listen to R&B and different things like that, but then I discovered, I moved into an apartment, and someone had left behind an Ella Fitzgerald CD in the apartment, so I put that in my CD player and just started listening to her voice and got mesmerized by the music, and I would spend hours a day just sitting there singing with her and learning from her, and that was when jazz first hit me. And then from there, I discovered Billie Holiday and Nina Simone and Ray Charles and all these different people that... And now I can't believe I didn't have that music. And that was actually just a handful of years ago. So I've sort of started singing that music. And that's the stuff that when I sing it, I feel it. So that's where it all came from.
So you kind of went through the urban, street, hip-hop, R&B things until a certain time, sort of like early 20s or thereabouts.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I still listen to a lot of R&B music right now. And a lot of the old R&B music informs what I'm doing now. But when I very first started actually singing in front of people, it was the jazz and the blues.
Why? In that it's a genre which it goes back sort of 50, 60 years, even earlier. It's a very rich genre. Is that because you just felt so comfortable in it, or your voice was just ideally suited to it?
Well, I think that when I heard Ella's voice, when I heard her singing, and I could feel everything she said, and I think a lot of the contemporary music that I was listening to at the time, it was more based in the hook or the chorus or that type of thing, and I was just really moved by the beautiful melodies of that older music and really moved by just the approach of the musicians and, you know, the fact that all the musicians sort of played together, and it was a very communal thing, the creation of the music, and very organic. So when I started listening to that, that was when I decided, okay, I can hear myself in this genre. I can hear myself with singing this type of music, and that's sort of where it started for me.
So far, so good. So now you say, this is what I want to do. I want to do rich, sumptuous jazz. And that's really not, I mean, I would imagine most people, most managers, agents would say, oh, very good, DK, but, you know, is there going to be a living in this?
Yeah.
What was the first reaction when you said, that's what I want to do?
Well, I think the way it sort of worked out was I started getting more confident. So I would go to open mic nights and sing, and people would see me. And most people that... The people that sort of start to come around me and be interested in working with me saw me singing that music first, and they saw the way people reacted to me singing that music, and they reacted the same way. So there wasn't much of a question about what style and how the music would come about. But what ended up happening was the producer, I started listening to different music, including jazz and some soul. And the producer that I was working with had a very strong R&B influence. So when we started working together in the studio, we didn't decide that we were going to do a jazz album or a soul album or a blues album. It was sort of like we wrote these songs and got in the studio and started performing them. And sometimes some of the songs ended up being a little more R&B, some songs more jazz. So I was really happy with that because I have such a wide range of interests that when we did the album, it sort of included everything that I love.
I've seen a DVD of you working on stage. Your stage presence is extremely imposing. is that something which... did you have to learn the stagecraft, or did that sort of just come on like a well-fitting suit?
Well, you know, I used to be really afraid of performing. And the thing I was afraid of, it was usually before I went on stage and after I went on stage. When I was on stage, things actually always came pretty naturally. And, you know, I would get lost in the music, so I would move around. And, you know, on the DVD that you saw of me doing Let the Good Times Roll, that was... It was a performance with Patti LaBelle that night with Patti LaBelle and all these amazing, the Neville brothers. So I really was nervous before I went on, but the moment I got there, it was like I came alive. Because, I mean, I think it's such a privilege to be able to be on stage and perform. I sort of see it that way. So when I get there and I'm on stage, I'm just so grateful, I just try and have a good time. And I think that sort of comes out in the music.
I was going to open this session with a track from the DVD, Since I Fell For You. But seeing as you've mentioned it, let's open with that staggering performance of the R&B classic and Let the Good Times Roll.
Hey everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Trash, you wanna have a ball, you gotta spend your cash, so let the good times roll.
Dragged from the DVD, live on stage, DJ Ubimaker. And Let the Good Times Roll, the Shirley and Lee original. If you want to hear the rest of the interview with DK, and you have web access, just go to the Raven and the Blues site at bfbs.com/R&B and click on the link and you hear another half an hour of conversation and music. He's appearing and touring across in Germany, and so here are some of the dates. We'll put all the dates or the link to the dates on the website if you want to go and see him working. He's in quite a few areas. He's in Hanover in the Jazz Club on the 10th of November. He's in Leipzig, a bit far away. Halle in Germany on the 8th of November, Freiburg on the 7th, and moving then into later Minden on the 22nd of November, Hamburg, a bit far north I know, on the 21st of November. I'm not quite sure where Weinhelm is, but that's on the 20th at Muddy's Club. You'll find the complete list. And my memory of BFBS going back in the day was there was always an RAF base on Sardinia, somewhere near Cagliari. Now, I know we haven't actually got a formal station there, but there might be a transmitter. And if you're listening, therefore, in Sardinia, it'll be lovely weather to start with. But secondly, also, he's at the Club Giazzino on the 16th, 17th and 18th in Cagliari in Italy. And thanks to DK Ubomaker for coming and being a guest today. And don't forget, as I say, you can hear the complete interview on the website. Our next guest is a couple of weeks' time. He'll be playing live here in the studio, and that's Eric Bibb. Great excitement, therefore. Good. Where to now? W.C. Clark, the album Deep in the Heart. Here he is with Cold-Blooded Lover.
You're a cold-blooded lover, get just what you want. You're a cold-blooded lover, just won't do your part. Keep me hot and bothered, you got eyes around your heart. You let me love you, baby, don't wanna see me no more. Me out the door. It's cold outside, but I'm not sleeping on your floor. First you burn hot, then you run cold. You treated me mean and keep me on hold. I love you, baby, but your ways are getting old. You're a cold-blooded lover, your story should be told. So
mm-hmm.
stuff. W.C. Clark, the album came out a couple of years ago on Alligator Records. Deep in the Heart is the name of the CD. Lots of guest artists on it too, and people like Marsha Ball as well. But there he is, Honest Todd, with Cold Blooded Lover. Somebody else touring UK and Europe, actually I think it's more Europe than the UK, in the next month, is also an old friend of the programme. Not old in age, but old in he's been here quite a few times. That's Kelly Joe Phelps. Last time he was here, he played a track live, which he said was just for us. And he said it may be on the new album. Well, the album's been out a month or two now. Tunesmith Retrofit. And he was right, it is on the album. Here he is with the studio version of something he first did about a year ago called Tight to the Jar.
It's a ditch, okay. I have shoes and a blanket in my head, resting light on a stone. Though it's hard, it's still rounded with a pocket for brains or what goes for in halls under rooftops. We'll sing another blistering for grandma, the melody's sweet till it rolls out the ears and the beer flows free as advice. With a tight hand holding the jar, a tight hand holding. Kicks my chin strap, fills up my cuffs as I plod now from creek edge to street side. As it dries, I can whittle it little by little. Hey, look now, but I'm a light as a bee. And those gray clouds mean nothing to one such as I. Shadows stand tall as some schoolmaster on the back of a well-intentioned quiet kid. With my arms held around the jar, my arms held around the jar, waiting a slow. Coming around of a sensible word, it hovers and shakes like a hummingbird wing. At the end of a long hot year, at the end of a long hot year. Fry up that supper, we're gonna kill it for breakfast as we turn a table downside crazy, with the legs up and the women up and the men up to church for the spirit, the hen yard, the bent steel tack wrap. Well, it's a ditch, yet I know that. Whoa, and I do wonder how that bright face, 10-year-old me, oh boy, found a road out I never could see. With my arms held around the jar, my arms held around the jar, with an sensible word. It hovers and shakes like a hummingbird wing. At the end of a long hot year, at the end of a long hot year,
originally done. It wasn't. He just won the tracks he did while he was here a year ago. Kelly Jo Phelps, the new album, or newish album, Tunesmith Retrofit. He's on tour across Europe now, promoting the album, and that's a studio version of Tight to the Jar. Actually, I was listening to Dana Kurtz. You may remember she was a guest. The microphone's just collapsed. I've got this new microphone. It's got a new holder for it as well, which is sort of a shock-mounted thing, and it's so heavy, it's making the angle poise goosenecky thing collapse. Just bear with me a second. Stay there. Don't move. I was listening to Dana Kurtz's album, Postcards. What was the full title of the album? Postcards from Downtown. And listening to her studio version of, Love Gets in the Way, which she did live here. And hearing the two, actually, I prefer her live version, in a sense. It was much more, I think, sort of emotive. Okay, next is, who we got next? Oh, yes, Hungry Ghost, Doug Cox and Sam Hurry. But before we do that, I've had an email from a band called Bullfrog Brown, and they sent me the link to their website to show where all their tour dates are, because they wanted to come and say hi as well. But the link doesn't work. I'm going to sort of catch up with things. But the thing is, they're released here in the UK, I guess they're from the continent. They're recently here in the UK from Dave Arcari, another old friend of the programme up in Scotland, who, together with the band The Radiotones, we've featured many times. Now, I know Dave listens to the programme, so I'll drop you an email, but just in case you catch this first, Dave, can you send me the Bullfrog Brown Snakes and Devils CD as soon as possible, please, and we'll try and get the band in the studio. Okay. To Northern Blues now, into Canada again. And this, as I say, is Doug Cox and Sam Hurry, the album Hungry Ghosts. And here they are with a track called Carry Me Away.
Inside me, spirit strong inside me, spirit strong inside me, carry me away, carry me away. Lord, my love stirs while she sleeps, carry me away, carry me away. Her dreams are deep. Carry me away, carry me away. Spirit strong inside me. Spirit strong inside me. Spirit strong inside me. Carry me away, carry me away. Try the
heart. Carry me away, carry me away. Seek but find no cause to chart. Carry me away, carry me away. Spirit strong inside me. Spirit strong inside me. Spirit strong inside me. Carry me away, carry me away. Lord, she speaks to lift my soul. Carry me away, carry me away. Shaft of light in a deep dark hole. Carry me away, carry me away. Spirit strong inside me. Spirit strong inside me. Spirit strong inside me. Carry me away, carry me away.
Vocals, Mary Murphy and Sam Cox and, Doug Cox and Sam Hurry. Doug on mandolin there, but normally plays Resophonic National Steel Guitar, and then Sam on guitar and vocals. Great stuff. The album is called Hungry Ghosts, and the band out Bullfrog Brown out of Estonia. Hopefully they'll be, if not appearing on the programme, at least we'll get the album from them because they're going to be over here in the UK, and we'll see if we can get the link fixed on their website. Into the final 10 minutes of the show, let's have the ladies again. And this is from her new album, New Used Car. Her name is Sue Foley, and here she is with a great track. It sounds very old, but it's not. Wait till it starts. It's called Sugar. Sugar, out on Roof Records, New Used Car. It's a great Sue Foley. Sort of track which sounds like it could have been recorded in the 1950s, but should have been minus something. That's called Sugar. OK, Okay, on to the emails. Email address, dave.raven@bfbs.com. I'd love to hear from you, whether it's just a short email, or as it was in the case of Andres Roots, an email requesting to have records on the programme, or in the case of John Podaras in Dubai, long emails, which are just great fun to read. Thank you so much for your, two long messages we've had now. On to the Frapper map itself and some of the new pins on the map. Thank you to John Howard in Texas, in Harker Heights. That sounds rather grand. Stefan Brunn, who's in Zurich in Switzerland, and Clyde Anon in Dublin, Ohio in the USA. Thanks for your kind comments. I think that's everybody, actually. Or did I mention Michael Waters last week from Austin, Texas? I may not have done anyway. If I didn't, consider yourself mentioned now. The Frapper map you'll find again on the Raven and the Blues page, bfbs.com/R&B. And then it's a bit of a fiddle. If you're not American, or if you're not in UK even, once you get outside those two countries, it almost seems like Frapper doesn't want to know of your existence. And if you're in the Falklands or even in Cyprus, which, let's face it, is a good-sized country, you'd imagine it would be a bit easier. But you've really got to work a bit hard to get your pin in exactly the right place. But even if you don't get it exactly right, it doesn't matter too much. How long have we got? Ooh, quick, we have to go. Two records then, quickly. A Lightning Hopkins, taken from the Jack Stropper Blues album. This is Walking Blues.
Sure is time. Till I done got done. I've been walking, walking, baby, till I done got done. Yes, you know I'm trying to please my little baby, and she ain't satisfied. Baby, ever come back to me? I wonder, will my baby ever come back to me? You know she got my mind wandering like a ship out on the sea. Yes, I'm on a wonder now. I just got to play it. I says, bye-bye, baby. Hope I meet you again someday. I'll meet you again someday. Yes, I got to tell you, want you to change your low down way.
So prolific, recorded so many tracks over the years. That's taken from a two CD set called Jack Stropper Blues, Lightning Hopkins and Walking Blues, and it gave me an idea. Let's go out with this one. Haven't played it for ages. It's from the Buddy Johnson Orchestra from 1946. Next week I'll feature his sister Ella as well, and Since I Fell For You, which you've already played this week. This is called Walk'em. It was a hugely popular dance style in the middle 40s, because for those who couldn't do the jive and all the sort of the Lindy Hop high pressure things, this was just great for them. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. got to walk 'em. If you wanna be right, you got to walk 'em. The jitterbug's delight, you got to walk 'em. If you wanna be straight, for when you walk 'em, boy, you're bound to be great. Come on and walk 'em, because it's easy to do. You just rock a little bit and let the rhythm flow through.